transmission.
Okay, now just push the button on that thing right there. Yeah, that thing.
It's 3:56 a.m.
That is, of course, local time. It's 1930 UTC, where you are, which means that this is the Dubious Goals Committee, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and boy, do I have some good news for us today. I just walked in. I was out eating my lunch, and when I got back, I thought, oh, I better check the mail. So I went to my mailbox, I opened it up, and I had two junk mails and one good mail. And here it is. Oh, it's an envelope. It's a big envelope. It's approximately 6 inches by 8 inches. You can do the metric conversion in your head. And it is from the Mystic Stamp Company of Camden, New York. You may remember about a week or two ago, I received a whole bunch of business reply cards in the mail, one of which was a free offer of stamps. And I sent it in because I love to get free stuff in the mail. And this envelope I have right here is the result of that mailing. While I am not a philatelist, I do have some interest in postal activity, but I'm not a stamp guy. I don't collect stamps. But just due to my other interests in postal things and the fact that stamps are bearer instruments, I do have a certain curiosity about stamps. And plus, I appreciate the fact that they're small, and it's hard to print things that are small, or at least it used to be. It's kind of easier these days, but you know, old stamps are awesome. And I like the idea of the fact that, you know, a stamp, it's like the smallest bearer instrument that is, that exists. You know what I'm saying? And that itself makes them an interesting subject in my mind. And that's why I sent away for these free stamps. This envelope is still sealed. And so I propose that we open it up right now and see what the contents are right here on the Dubious Goals Committee. So I've got the handy dandy envelope here, and I've got my letter opener. So let's open up this letter. Now I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking, hey Tobe, that didn't sound like a letter opener. That sounded more like an automatic knife, perhaps of the Milano variety. And the only thing I have to say to that is, that would be illegal. Those style of knives have been illegal in the United States since, I don't know, like the 30s or 40s. And so obviously I don't have one, because that would be illegal. All right, I have opened the envelope, and I'm pulling out the papers. Ooh, it's a lot of papers. A lot of papers for me. All right, and in the envelope there is, ooh, one letter to me, addressed dear friend. So, oh my God, what are all these? A whole bunch of stamps. Oh my good Lord. A first day card, two first day cards, some more stamps, another business reply mail envelope to the Mystic Stamp Company. Uh-oh, I think I'm getting some stamps on approval. And some kind of, yep, here's the sheet of paper that tells me about the approval service. All right, before we go on, maybe I should explain this. Well, no, let's just go ahead and read the letter. Welcome to the Mystic family of stamp collectors. Ooh, I'm a part of the Mystic family now. Dear friend, I'm happy to welcome you to Mystic Stamp Company. I've enclosed the advertised stamps you requested. I'm sure you'll find these stamps will make valuable and fun additions to your collection. I've enclosed something else too. A small selection of stamps on approval, which I mentioned in the advertisement. It's an exciting assortment of stamps I selected for you to examine without obligation to purchase any. I've sent this assortment for one simple reason. I can't be bothered to read all of this. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 something on the back, and P.S. Thank you for your order. I've also sent a selection of stamps for you to look over on approval. Didn't you tell me that in the first paragraph? This is a free service and you're under no obligation. Yeah, watch me send them back, cowboy. Good luck billing me. All right. What this is and I don't even know, I might be making this up, I don't know. I vaguely remember reading in a book back when I was a child that such services existed, and you can buy stamps on approval, meaning that they will just send you stamps, and if you like them, you can send them money. And I'm not going to be sending any money, so I don't know if I'm going to send these stamps back, the bonus ones they sent me, or if I want to keep them and see if they can get blood out of a stone. Now, let's see what they want out of me. I'm looking at the little piece of paper. It's got some prices on it, blah, blah, blah. I am enclosing $9.50 for the entire selection. Well, you might be surprised. I'm not enclosing anything. All right, let's take a look at these free stamps that they sent me. Are these the free ones? Yes, this is the offer you sent for. It is yours to keep. All right, we've got one 10-cent John Tyler profile. We've got, what is this one? A 5-cent United States postage stamp with the flag of Norway on it. Interesting. And two things that aren't actually stamps. These are repros of 100th anniversary stuff. I'm not impressed. Still, I got some cool pictures of John Tyler, Ben Franklin, and George Washington, plus the flag of Norway. All right, let's see what this other stuff is that they want me to buy. Oh, we have got here's a Liberia U.S. President stamp. It's a $100 stamp. What is that for mailing? I don't even want to know. Price, $4.95. No, thank you. Oh, this is actually very interesting, though. They have sent me a first day cover. And a first day cover is basically an envelope that has a special stamp on it. And this is the first day that stamp was issued. And it's canceled with a special postmark that is the first day postmark. And sometimes they're on special envelopes like this one. And it's kind of cool. This is some kind of like Dag Hammarskjöld tribute envelope. First day of the issue. It's got a portrait of him, has his name and his, the date that he lived, 1905 to 1961, Secretary General of the United Nations, United States Postal Tribute. And then the stamp itself is a picture of him, and he's sort of gazing over at the UN building. It's a 4-cent stamp. And the postmark is very cool. It's New York, October 23rd, 1962, at 9 a.m. Gosh, I kind of want this, but it's not that great. I'll think about it. And I got four more envelopes of stamps. Oh, and I probably shouldn't open this up. Oh, they're not sealed. Ha 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 ha! Let's take a look at the little stamps that are in here. Oh, we got some dead presidents. Maybe a French guy or two. Here's another dead president. That's Thomas Jefferson. So I got Thomas Jefferson. And another George Washington. Who this guy is? Don't know. Don't recognize him. And the print is way too small for me to read. Because I'm old. I am 1,500 years old. Here's some airplane stamps. Neato. Here's some... I'm going to have to open these up because I can't even tell what these are. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Open up the little glassine envelope, and what do we got here? Oh, a covered wagon. A NATO stamp. Interesting. Oh, these are like war stamps. And a flag stamp. And a soil conservation stamp. And I don't even recognize this guy. Oh, he's the mayor of somewhere that I don't care about. Okay, that's great. Alright, well, let's see what's in this last envelope. And this whole collection is 75 cents. This one's $1.20. This one's 65 cents. This one's 95 cents. You know, I wouldn't actually mind buying these because I could find a use for them, but then this company will keep sending these stamps. That's kind of a cool one. Here's a stamp that commemorates the Nevada statehood. And here's a New Jersey tercentenary. What is that? 300 years? And here's JFK and an eternal flame. Boring. And John Muir, the conservationist. Another covered wagon stamp. Some cowboy art. Very interesting. But not interesting enough for me to send these people any money. And is that it? That would appear to be everything. Gosh, this cover is kind of neat. And the only reason I like this is when I was a kid, I had no idea who Dag Hammarskjöld was. All I know about that name was that there is a publisher. Somebody who publishes books has their offices at, I don't know, something like 1 Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza, wherever that is, presumably in New York. And I always thought, you know, that's a cool name. I don't know what it means. I don't know who he is. But there have been times when people have asked my name when I was a child and I replied, oh, Dag Hammarskjöld. Just because, what a great name. All right, let's get this stuff back together here and try to figure out what we're doing. I'm not going to do anything with those. So I'm going to take these, put this here. Pick up the envelope, shove everything back in the envelope, and I've noticed that there's no place on any of these forms where I need to check the box, no thank you, I do not wish to purchase any stamps, so I'm just going to send it back blank. My God, man, you know how much I hate filling out forms. I'm not going to do it just to send some stamps back, that's for certain. Oops, I just knocked my grape heads off the table. Alright, so while I'm picking up my grape heads and reassembling this package to drop into the mail, why don't you listen to some of this?
would me gusta four cuatros of your most bueno hamos, por favor.
I didn't know I could eat that much ham. It's just a shame all those pigs had to die.
Oh, we don't kill them. We only take the hind legs. The pigs get little carts.
All right, we are back. Welcome back, and I'm welcoming you back to the Dubious Goals Committee, right here on and on radio. In the first part of the show, we were talking about stamps and some related flatly items. And I was explaining that, you know, I'm not actually a stamp collector. Well, if you missed this part of the show, you can catch it in the archives. But right now, I want to explain what it is about post office stuff that I do like. People are wondering, well, if you're not a stamp collector, why are you doing this? Okay, here's the deal. I don't like stamps so much as I like postmarks. And the postmark is the little circle that has the date and other information on it that cancels the stamp, which makes it no longer a valid bearer instrument. And what I like to do is I like to send postcards or letters to the postmaster of towns that have interesting names. And then they, cancel my stamp and they mail my postcard back to me. And I've done this a lot. Probably well over 100 times, probably less than 300 times. And I've got some very interesting postmarks, and I have some of them right here. And these aren't the interesting artistic postmarks. These are just the postmarks that I had to get because I thought the name of the town was interesting, such as Forks of Salmon. I'm sure SMJ would like that one. He's a big salmon fan. And the Forks of Salmon zip code is 96031 if you'd like to get one of these yourself. I've also got Frostproof, Fuquay-Varina. I mean, how do you not get a postmark from someplace called Fuquay-Varina? And of course, I had to get a postmark from the town of Gunpowder, because you know how much I love gunpowder. And if you want to get that one, the zip code is 21010. And of course, because I had gunpowder, I had to get Powderhorn, and their zip code is 81243. And then, of course, I also have Hungry Horse and King and Queen Courthouse, Mannequin Sabot. I thought that was a great one. Mannequin Sabot. You know what that means in French? That means a dressmaker's dummy boot. You know what a mannequin is. You know it's a dummy. And a sabot is a boot. It's a dummy boot. Of course, I had to get a... I had to get a postmark from Mesopotamia. Zip code 4439. 44439. What did I say? Yeah, geez, I didn't even know that they had a post offices in Mesopotamia back then. Of course, I had to get Mexican Hat and Orion. And then here's one of the more interesting ones I got. It turns out there is a town in Oklahoma called OK. And they spell it O-K-A-Y, just like OK. And of course, the abbreviation for Oklahoma are the letters O-K. And so, the postmark just says, okay, okay. And if you want that one, it is zip code 74446. I also got paint lick. You shouldn't lick paint, kids. That's how you get lead poisoning. Zip code 40461. And of course, I had to get Poto. Poto, Oklahoma, not because of any bizarre reason, but only because that's where my paternal grandmother is from. And of course, I got Prairie du Chien, which means prairie of dogs. And there's a town called Zap somewhere, and I got that one. That zip code is 58580. And of course, I got Burnt Corn, North Pole, Mistletoe, Bob White. And by the way, when I say I got North Pole, I don't mean the North Pole. I mean a town called North Pole. But if you want a postmark from Santa Claus, you need to mail that card to Santa Claus, Indiana. Yes, there's a town called Santa Claus. And if you really need that zip code, you can look it up or you can email me. I don't have it on me, but I have it in my email, strangely enough. Of course, I had to get a place called Buffalo Grove, just because I thought that would be awesome to have a grove full of buffalo. And that's nearby somewhere. That zip code is 60089. And of course, I had to get postmark from Cannonball, because come on, I've already got Powderhorn and Gunpowder. I'm gonna need a Cannonball. And here was a weird one. There's a town in Delaware called Camden, Wyoming. You heard correctly. Camden, Wyoming is not the city of Camden in the state of Wyoming. Camden, Wyoming is the name of a town in Delaware. And if you want their postmark, the zip code is 19934. And then there's some other funny ones. A place called Cutoff. Had to get that. 70345. I obviously needed to have a postmark from East Berlin. And this isn't in Germany. This is after the wall fall. The wall fell, and you can still get your zip code, or get your postmark from East Berlin. It has a zip code of 06023. Also, I got Elysian Fields, Falls of Rough, Fancy Farm. And the list, it goes on and on. But I'll stop now so you don't die of boredom. Oh, well, maybe I'll have to give you one more. I do have the postmark from the town called Pie Town. That's right, Pie Town. You gotta wonder what they do there. Anywho. If you'd like to try this yourself, it's very simple. All you need to do is get yourself some envelopes and some stamps, and you need one sort of bizarre specialty item. Well, you don't actually need this, but this just makes your life easier. You need to get some postal stationery. You need to go to a post office that sells postal stationery. Check their website first so you're not driving around for an hour going to 8 different post offices, and ask them for a pack of 50 postcards. And what these are just little postcards. They're like 3x5 cards, and they have the postage printed on them already. And these cards only cost you 2 cents more than the amount of the postage, so it's totally worth it. Then what you do is you go home, you take these cards home, and you address them to yourself. Or you put a address of your own address sticker on the damn card. It's real simple. Then you put these cards into regular envelopes along with a note that says, "Dear Postmaster, I collect postmarks and would very much like to have yours. Could you please use your CDS on this card and post it? Thank you. From," and then write your name. CDS is circular date stamp. Sometimes if you ask for the CDS, you get a special postmark, and they're way better. Hand-canceled by the postmaster themselves. And 90% of the time, they'll do that. And then what you do is you put it all in the envelope, like I said, seal the envelope, put a stamp on the envelope, and then you address the envelope to Postmaster, and then you don't have to write an address, just write the zip code, and then dash 9999, and those four nines at the end are the postmaster's mailbox at the post station. That will go straight to the postmaster. Gravy. Then all you gotta do is drop the envelope in the mail and wait. It's a waiting game. And a few days later, maybe a couple weeks later, you'll get your postcard back with the funky, funky postmark on it. Hooray! It's fun to get surprises in the mail. Now you're probably asking, okay, yeah, but where do I get these zip codes of the towns with the funny names? Well, you can go to a post office or a library or anywhere like that and get reference books, lists of towns and their zip codes. And so you can, and I do this on occasion, just flip one of these books open and start going through the listings. and you'll eventually find funny names of towns and their zip codes. It doesn't take as long as you think. Just jot these down, go home, and you're good. You could also look online. You could just do a search online for any strange named town. Say you're looking for names of towns that have your name in them, like your name's Bob. So, you know, just do a search for towns named Bob, and you'll find them. And then just look those up on the post office website to get their zip codes. It's just that simple. I wouldn't give you anything difficult to do. Difficult isn't fun. Oh, but it is so many times. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, I'm glad you got to learn one interesting postal hacking thing. How to get to the postmaster. The postmaster's postal extension is 49s. And if you want to learn some other zip code tricks, you know, get a hold of me. I'd love to tell you all about funny ways to do strange things through the mail, but I'm running out of time. I mean, take a look at your clock. We're rolling up on 20 o'clock UTC, which means my time on the radio is now over. Oh, well. It's been a lovely show today. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee right here, still on and on radio. And there's nothing left for me to say, really, other than good luck and bye, 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?